Talk. Aggressive moves at Loma Linda. Loma Linda, California, April 20th, 1911. Remarks of Mrs. E. G. White regarding aggressive moves at Loma Linda. At a meeting in the chapel, April 20th, 1911. Thursday afternoon, April 20th, there was a council meeting called in the Loma Linda Chapel to consider the opportunity that had just been presented to purchase from Mr. Kelly a tract of land west of the Pepper Drive and south of the Colton Road, consisting of about 84 acres. After very brief remarks about the vine and the branches and the benefits resulting from the disciplinary process of pruning, Sister White spoke of various phases of the work. Today, with Sister McKenterfer, and again with my son, I rode around the Loma Linda grounds and took more particular notice of them than ever before, and I feel very thankful that we have such a place. Surely we ought to be a grateful people, because God has brought us into possession of this beautiful place. In our meetings during this council, we've been speaking of the higher education. What is the higher education? It is to understand Christ's words and teachings, and to follow on to know the Lord. It is to know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. Today, as I looked over the place more thoroughly than ever before, and saw the grounds, the drives, and the cottages that were standing before we came here, I felt gratitude in my heart toward God, that through His providence, we had been brought into possession of Loma Linda. I felt thankful also to see the improvements that have been made since we have had the place. And I thought how important it is that we make every move in accordance with the will of God. As the Lord prospers us, we should manifest our gratitude by a willingness to advance. We should see the advantage of adding to that which we already have. I feel a burden regarding the danger of letting anybody come into the neighborhood to spoil the place. There is a piece of land across the railroad, lying next to a piece already purchased, which should be secured. One day we drove over it and all around it. We wanted to see all about it, and I am sure from the representations that have been made to me that this piece of land ought to come into our possession. If you are wise, the next time I come here, you will have that land. I will try to help you all I can. Let us work intelligently. There are several reasons why you should have this land. You need the produce from it for your cattle to subsist upon. This piece is close at hand and joins that which you already have. Here we have our school, and here many important interests are centered. We must not permit elements to come in that will tend to hinder and retard the work. It will be pleasing to the Lord if we keep our eyes wide open and are fully awake, ready to take advantage of every circumstance that will place us in right relation to the work we have to do. It would be a grievous error for us to allow to pass an opportunity to secure this property, for we might never again have such an opportunity. I advise you to secure it before it becomes so expensive that you could not afford to buy it. There is danger of our becoming too narrow. These many little houses close together across the railroad do not look well. If we can get land and have room so as not to build any more in that way, it will be better. You need the land, and it will be a matter of regret by and by if it is not secured. Do not make any delay to take steps that will prevent its being taken up by those who would plan for unbelievers to crowd into it. We should keep them out. If we do this, we shall have reason to rejoice. The Lord is well pleased with what you have already done here at Loma Linda. When one sees the prosperity that has attended the work and the spirit of consecration that prevails, the conviction deepens that you are working in harmony with God. I desire that all the work of this place shall be a correct representation of what our health institutions should be. Let everything that we lay our hands to show the result of the moving of the Spirit of God upon the human heart. This will be evidence that we have the highest education. Workers whose hearts are in obedience to the movings of the Spirit of God will make this place what God desires it to be. I am surprised, happily surprised, to see everything looking so well. It is beyond my expectations. And now, let everyone strive to keep it so and labor for improvement.
I am highly gratified as I look upon the land we already have. This will be one of the greatest blessings to us in the future, one that we do not fully appreciate now, but which we shall appreciate by and by. I hope that you will get the other land that I have spoken of and join it to that which you already have. It will pay you to do this. As I have carried the burden of this place from the very beginning, I wanted to say this much to you. Now I leave the matter with you, and let us work in harmony. Our duty to reach out. Individually, we should stand in freedom before God, serving Him intelligently. The Lord will work through every soul who is consecrated to Him. He will give them knowledge and spiritual understanding, and He will direct their steps. How shall we know that He is leading us? Because we act in accordance with the Holy Spirit and are in harmony with Christ. You know how hard the enemy worked that we should not get this place. Now it is in our possession, and you have been working to the point of occupying and using and improving the place for the benefit of the sick and the honor of Christ's name. The Lord is pleased with this. He wants you to work His vineyard faithfully, and your faithful service appeals to the understanding of the patients and visitors. If it were not for this faithfulness, you never would have secured the favor and gained the advantages that you enjoy today in regard to the educational work taken up here. You stand in favor before the people. This advantageous position you could not have gotten if there had been a laxness in the work and a leaving things at loose ends. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Those who stand here are to be an example in humility, in steadfastness, in high standing, showing to the world what is the higher education, showing what it means to be linked up with Christ. If your will is united with Jesus Christ, we shall see the work of God advance steadily in this place. It will reach to Riverside. It will reach to other places that are all around. There is a work to be done in many little settlements round about here. There is no virtue in settling down in one place and spending all your time and energies there. There are many towns and settlements where earnest work needs to be done for the saving of souls. You are to have an arm of strength in all these places. The word comes to you, be wise, be vigilant. We should feel a deep interest in those souls who are brought into connection with us. We are to labor for them, leaving unused no means that God has put in His world for our use in the behalf of others. It was thus that Christ labored. Going from place to place, He preached the precious gospel, sowing the seeds of truth in the hearts of the men and women who would listen to His testimony. And He wants every soul of us to appreciate the work that He has given us and the example He has set. Unity among the workers. Do not let division come in to destroy the spirit of unity. We want unity, and when we pray together, let faith lay hold upon the Mighty One. Christ is looking upon us in love. If we will walk in His footsteps, following on to know the Lord, we shall know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. The blessed Savior did not refuse to die for men, but for their sakes submitted to abuse and mockery from His enemies. His life was taken away in cruelty. As He hung upon the cross, His enemies, standing at the foot, divided His garments among them. Consider how much Christ endured, that we might believe that no experience can come to us that He does not fully understand. We are to be led by a spirit entirely opposite to that which inspired the enemies of Christ. It is our privilege to help one another and sustain one another, thus showing that the Spirit of God is working in heart and mind and character. I am glad there are sensible men and women here. I am pleased that there is a strong force of physicians and teachers. And I want to say to you all, work in harmony. I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye shall speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. The Lord wants you to do this, and I believe you will. If you cannot possibly do it here, just go away where you can. We need to draw steadily with Christ and to labor to glorify His holy name. And the responsible men and women in this place should give thanks to God for His manifold mercies. But do not complain or indulge in criticism, because this is all out of place. It will spoil the work. Not amusements, but consecrated work.
There are some who feel that if there is prosperity here, it will be necessary to get up some amusement. Let us not cherish such thoughts as this. Rather, let the people see that you have a mind for usefulness and duty, and that to the saving of the soul. The amusements that consume time, just to gratify self, do not pay. I have felt so thankful regarding the improvements that I see here. God has prospered you, and He will continue to prosper. And we must give ourselves to the education of those who do not appreciate these things. We must keep it before them in the living light. Regarding the securing of means for the development of the work, you must exercise that living faith that takes hold from above. Some here know what a battle we have had in order to secure harmonious action. And we thank the Lord that when the enemy comes in like a flood, then the Spirit of the Lord lifts up for us a standard against the enemy. Some will think that by having amusements here, we will gain more influence. But what we want is to go steadily forward with our hands firmly holding the divine promises, believing that Christ will lead and guide and bless and place a heavenly stamp upon our work. Do not feel that there is not enough in all that we have to do in this place for Christ and heaven, and that you must reach out for some amusement outside of your God-given work. Do not do it, for this will not harmonize with Christ's example. Stand solidly for God. Tell the students, here we have Riverside and other places. If you want to do a good work, take our publications and carry them to these places. Hold meetings and let the people see that you have a living connection with heaven. If you are a child of God, your prayers and your work to strengthen and build up will have an influence, and God will bestow His blessing upon you. We need not feel that we must provide amusements to gratify the desires of some who come in here, hoping to attract attention to themselves. It would be better that such ones should go elsewhere. We are here to give the last message of warning to a perishing world, and every jot of our influence is to be consecrated to God. It is not His will that frivolous, unsanctified amusements shall be instituted here. We have a heaven to win, a hell to shun. Let us work solidly, in behalf of ourselves and others, for eternal life in the kingdom of God. At Paradise Valley, I told the workers that they must do all in their power to honor and glorify God. God makes the impression upon hearts. It is not we who make it. If we work faithfully to glorify God, He makes the impression upon the people. He will lift up and strengthen every soul that seeks Him in sincerity. He will teach us how to lay hold of His promises so that His grace shall abound in the soul. It is our privilege to be co-workers with God. Let no one feel that he must secure the highest place in order that he may do the greatest amount of acceptable service. Do not fear that you will lose patronage
unless you enter into some of the world's fashions and amusements. Your eyes must be fixed on the pattern Christ Jesus. Imitate him in works, in conversation, in your deportment before the people. If you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus, you will have an everlasting reward. The way is open for you to work in unison with Christ, and he who gave his precious life for you will help and strengthen you and guide you step by step if you desire to be led.